the demand by the coalition of lawyers for the NBAD governance protest is one. In the course of this protest, there have been very viral and very severe allegations against the instrumentality of Nigerian security forces jointly. Amnesty International has released a report that more than 13 persons were killed during this last protest. There were suppression, detention, brutality on even journalists like you in Nigeria. So it has come to a point whereby we need to understand that protest in Nigeria is actually constitutional. It is covered by Section 39 of the provisions of the Nigerian Constitution. So the lawyers in Nigeria, beyond the coalition, other groups, organized civil society, they are actually calling for basically a couple of demands. That is, a thorough investigations as to the trending videos where Nigerian policemen, mostly, sir, when they were seen actually brutalizing, assaulting, tear gassing, and taking very, very crude steps against Nigerian cities, contrary to the Nigerian Anti-Torture Act. Two, they are also calling for an independent investigation to be carried out on these officers, security officers jointly, where these acts were said to be committed. Then thirdly, they are asking for discipline, for reprimand. They are also asking for sanctions against this police officer.
But the chief of police says the police did not use excessive force, especially when there are reports. And he admits and says that at least the police officer was killed during these demonstrations.
You know, in our law here, we say res ipsa locuto. The facts speak for themselves. When you make a very blanket statement, when you make a very unfounded statement, and there are actually videos, which I've seen some, where you see police hitting citizens, shooting tear gas, what can be more unfounded than that? You know, the Nigerian police have to know and understand that we are not in a police state. The whole essence of police is covered by Section 83, sub 3 of the Nigerian Police Act. Their duty when it comes to protest is simply to protect and guide citizens. When they have come for mass gathering, when they are protesting peacefully, or when they converge, it does not extend to brutality of any kind.
But Samuel, the security agencies have said that hoodlums hijacked the protest, looting and clashing with the police, and the organizers of the protest and those who participated in it are to blame, especially when they were warned that these, including Boko Haram militants, would hijack the protest, which we saw, they argue.
My candid advice to the police force, if they have ample evidence that any of these organizers of this, not Sharad prosecution or Sharad allegations against them, any of these protesters, any of these organizers of this protest, if they have ample evidence that they actually constituted infractions of our, whether the penal code or the criminal code, my advice is for them to go against them. But I can tell you, these are people who came out in the front burner. Funny enough, we see some of them in the TV. They came out and say they were the organizers of this peaceful protest. And they had parties. They even had discussions on Vitua and Zoom with the IG of police. And they made their motives known. So to what extent can you hold them culpable for some criminals who came in the guise of protest to commit crimes? As I said before, there are ample provisions in our law that when people commit crimes in the guise of protest, is for the police to apprehend those people. That is the main essence of police. That is the main essence of security job by the police. It's not for you to generalize and say, because this happened, you now hold some persons you feel you can hold. Generally, I don't feel they have a case against those organizers of the protest. The people who actually, from experience, the NSAS experience and every other experience, some of these people who come to commit heinous crime during protest, these are sheer criminals. And that is why the police are enjoyed to be around this protest ground. As soon as they are able to identify and spot this criminal element, you arrest them. You don't wait when things degenerate into a coerce. Then you start making statements. You are going to, what are you going to vicariously hold these organizers of the protest liable for the crimes they never committed? That is the question.